And the day, the Torah away, Tuesday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening everyone. Good evening. Three times a week, at least, we have this Shaila. We need to make Kiddush. Once Friday night, once Shabbos day, and it comes to Motzei Shabbos, we make Havdalah. And we fill up a kois three times a week. And the question is, what to put inside the kois? We know that there's a mile of having wine, but Midini de Gemara, you can have drink, you can have something which is not actually intoxicated like wine. You can have soichit, the Gemara says, soichit odom. Eshko shalanovim, you can squeeze grapes, well not on Shabbos, just before Shabbos. And mavorich olav, beri priagofen. Straight away, it doesn't have to wait the 40 days in order to ferment to become wine. The Mogul of Rome says obviously mitzvah menamuvcha to have wine because it's nice, but if it's just for mitzvah menamuvcha, we have to know me'ikadin, you cannot. The Gemara says clearly that you can have grape juice. But there's a big taina, that potentially could be something wrong with just making grape juice. Well, let's make it very clear. The overwhelming minig is that you can make kiddush and avdolah with grape juice. So that we have to make very clear. But there is something to discuss. And that is, when the Rashbam asks on the sugya, how in the world can you make kiddush? How can you make beri priagofen on grape juice that you take, get hold of grapes and you squeeze it and make beri priagofen? Frek the Rashbam, that's not wine. You have to wait some time for the process for it to become. It doesn't make you drunk. You can have loads of grape juice and you might have a stomachache and you might be sick, but you're not going to. It's not going to make you drunk. But you have to wait for the process for it to become wine. Says the Rashbam, although it's not wine now, how is it you're allowed to have grape juice? Because it will turn into wine. Now that wording is very crucial. Because that's all very nice when you at home take some grapes fresh from Tesco and you squeeze it into a cup and you drink it. The Rashbam's got no problem with that. The Gemara's got no problem with that. Although it's not going to make you drunk, it's not going to be masameach, it's just a drink, it's like really orange juice, it's like anything else. But because potentially it had in it the ability to turn into wine, that is why the Rashbam is happy to say, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that's okay, that's wine. Says Rav Yashov, says some other poskim, but hang on a second, the companies, they take this grape juice, and in order for it to last, and for various different reasons, they add in it chemicals in order for it to stop it from fermenting, from turning into wine. So the argument is, Zot Rav Yashov, this is not what the Gemara was speaking about. The Rashbam sort of gave a condition to that Gemara and sort of said because it can turn into wine. Now that you've stopped that, hello, what's going on here? Why is this now? In what right? Why is this grape juice more than your orange juice? They actually taste quite similar. I mean, some of the oranges. Now, why? What gives the zechus of grape juice to be more than oranges? Now, as we said, the overwhelming minig is that you can make it, and the reason is because of Shlomo Zalman Leibach. They've all got shuvas on this. Mechasiyat Chok. They've all got shuvas, and they take of the opinion that since at the time when grapes are around, when they first are on the tree, they have the ability. That is the pshat in the Rashbam. They sort of wicked out of it by saying, when the Rashbam said it had the ability to become wine, it didn't mean as it is now, if you stop it. It means metchilas b'riyosei, when they are first created, when Hashem starts sending them out on the trees, then they have the ability to turn into wine, and that is enough. But again, you have a logical svara of Rav Yashov to say that it's not wine. In fact, Rav Yashov held, if you go to the shop and you buy a bottle of grape juice, it's quite expensive now, you don't make a beri priagofen, you make shahakal nibadvaray. According to Rav Yashov, you make a shahakal nibadvaray. It was very straightforward to him, you make a shahakal. It's a quite interesting thing. It could well be that, but b'diavad, if you make a beri priagofen, even like Rav Yashov, it will work because it does come from Geffen. He wasn't arguing with that. He was just saying that you haven't got the mind of the Gemara of that it's a wine. Yeah, beri nefashos. And he holds that even if you have grape juice, it won't pata adam mashkim. He takes it all the way till the end. As we mentioned, again, we have to be very clear that don't come out of here thinking that's shahakal. It's not the minig at all. The minig is to go with what Rav Shlomo Zalman Leibach and the Mechasiyat Chok said. You won't find, you go all over, you'll see grape juice is accepted. However, considering that this taina is a logical taina, some people do understand this taina, there is, I just want to see, is there a way to sort of cater for both, if there was possible. Don't forget, Kiddush is a very personalized thing. People have their tastes in certain grape juices, depending on the price, taste, and depending on different things, and different wines, 4.5%, 11%, the kedem. So, is there a way to sort of somehow blend the two together? Now, there is an interesting case. The shaila is, can you maybe add a little wine to your grape juice? Will you satisfy Rav Eliashiv? Don't forget, Rav Eliashiv telling that your grape juice is really not really worth much. It's really a water, it's great, it's orange juice. And if you make kiddush and orange juice, it's nothing. So is there a way to sort of, is there maybe a middle way, a pshara, to do half-half? To half grape juice and half wine? Now, half would be okay, but a lot of people find half a lot. And the question is it enough to add a little bit? Sometimes on Pesach, people add a little bit of wine. Now, to add a quarter of wine, which is also quite a lot, depends if you have 11%, it can taste quite strong. Or if you have a 4.5%, it won't be so bad. But just imagine a person is able to add a quarter of wine to his cup. So he's got 3/4 of it is grape juice, and the top quarter, which is quite a lot, top quarter is wine. Rav Eliashiv there agrees that's okay. The Shulchan Aruch says very, very interesting halacha. If you take wine, Medina de Gemara, and you add three units of water to one unit of wine, the Gemara says it works. It's all considered wine. If you dilute wine three times over, well, call it four times over, so it's got three extra units of water for every one unit of wine, the Gemara says that is fine, that's perfectly fine, and we treat the whole thing as wine. However, if you do a bit more than that, and it becomes less than a quarter, then that's already considered water, it's no good. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's Medina de Gemara. The wines are very strong. But if the wines nowadays aren't weaker, you can't get away with adding so much water. Three times that it's really, how do you look at it? Four times the amount, how do you call it in terms? I think three times the amount of it, it's really. Exactly. So you can't, nowadays, you couldn't get away with taking a quarter of wine and adding, and take a cup with a quarter of wine, and then just going to the tap and adding 3 units, so 3/4 of water, to 1 unit of wine. That the Shulchan Aruch already rules out, you can't do that. But Rav Eliashiv says like this, that's all very nice if you take water as your thing which is diluting it. So the water, which is really nothing, so that can't be used to dilute 1 unit of wine. But if that which you're using to dilute is not water, is grape juice, which is bad, some sort of from the wine family, it's just you put something inside it to stop it fermenting, then you can go back to what the Gemara says, that 1 unit of wine, and you add 3 units of grape juice, that we can consider as, it's got tam yayin. Bishlam, if you put water in it, you take a quarter of a glass of wine, 3/4 of it is water, no. Shulchan Aruch says that's not called tam yayin. You can't get away with saying called tam yayin. Maybe some of us will feel like that, but it's not real tam yayin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch ruled out. Zot Rav Eliashiv. But if that which you're using to dilute it is not wine, not water, it's actually really from the wine family, that could be enough to go back to the Gemara to say no, it makes sense to call it still wine. So interestingly enough, the very shitta who is machmir and says grape juice is really, you're like apple juice, is okay if you take a quarter of wine and add 3 units of 3/4 of it will be grape juice. So we have quite a clear mahalach, and even if the wine is not 11%, is 4.5%, anything less could be a bit dodgy. You have to be in the know about all the ins and outs, what they do, how much water they add, even to the wine. So I haven't seen personally into it, but I've heard mipishmo, which is usually not worth much until you see it properly, but at least it's a shmo, that the 4.5% above, either 4.5% or 11%, that would be good enough to use for the quarter. And then the 3/4 remaining, we'll be able to use for the grape juice, then you'll be able to cater for that shitta. I want to throw one final thought. Again, we're dealing with something which is a mitzvah chaviva, it's a mitzvah of kiddush, it is a bit dakistic, but because it's Negev every single week and it's a beautiful mitzvah, that's why I just want to go a bit more marich and more than we're used to. One final thought is like this. That even if a person finds it hard to add wine to a quarter of wine to grape juice, to a quarter of wine to the Kiddush cup, Friday night, Shabbos day and Abdullah, there is a school of thought to say, but hang on a second, Friday night there could be an inyan to be machmeh, that chumrah can stand strong on Friday night. Shabbos day and Avdolah, you can, there's a marked difference between the two. And for various reasons. The main reason is that when it comes to Leil Shabbos, Ikre Da'iraisa, the mitzvah of Kiddush starts, your starting point when Shabbos comes in, we all have a mitzvah, an outstanding mitzvah of mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush. Now, where we do that mitzvah, some say yotze with tefillah, but even if you're not, even if you are yotze with tefillah, ikre deraisa means that its source is deraisa. Therefore, when a person actually makes the Kiddush Friday night, ikre deraisa tells you that it, even if it's at the time that you're making Kiddush, it might be derabbanan because of tefillah. Other reason, ikre deraisa is already enough of a reason why the Bi'alocha tells you that you should have a big shir. Have you ever seen some people are making about the small shir? On Shabbos day, they take a small cup, 100 cc cup. I've got all these cups which are 100 cc. It caters for the Reb Chaim Noah Shea, no problem. The late Motzei Shabboses, where people find it very difficult to make a dollar, 12:30 here in Manchester. So a small kois, which is fine. The Rabbonon, when it Mashay, some holds the rice about a dollar, but the Maisa we can make it. Leil Shabbos, Bi'alocha Sheik Mefurish, Reisha and Gimel, that it's Kedai to be Machmi on a bigger Shea. That means it's kedai to get a big kois. Now the big, you can get big koises which are 200, 210, the really big ones. But even a regular small big kois is 150, which caters for the bigger shir. They call it the chazanish shir, and therefore the Bi'alocha says clearly why? Because ikri deraisa. There's a marked difference that if someone wants to look at this shaila, that you have one mitzad echad, a strong minig who's makel about grape juice. Mitzad sheni, there's a good logical swara to say that grape juice is not really called grape juice. At least if a person wants to take this chumrah on to add a quarter, that can and doesn't want to do it the whole time, Friday night could be also a good solution. So Friday night, ikra deraisa, you see every chumrah we give to the Friday night Kiddush over the Shabbos day. Kiddush Friday night is ikra deraisa. Kiddush on the Shabbos day is not is the rabbanon. That is exactly why it's called Kiddush Rabba, because it's Saki Noho to give it a bit of a boost. Because it's the Rabbanon, it's a Hekab Alma, so it's something which is, it hasn't got its own brocha, it needs a bit of a chizik, so we call it Kiddush Rabba. So the Bisyasu gives kulas, lots of posts give kulas throughout Reisha and Gimel. We're very busy being makel, benegeh to the Kiddush B'Shachris. We know Shit has arrived, there's no Issa Achila Lefnea, a Kiddush, usually you can't eat anything before Kiddush. Arrived told you can eat before Kiddush. It's a completely different ballgame, the Kiddush Alayla, Kiddush Aliyah. And one final swara in this is that even if you're going to say that your grape juice is not really wine because of this fora, because you've added chemicals to stop the fermentation, but it could well be that's no different to Chama Medina. Maybe it's Chama Medina. We know that there's a big shine in the postgame. What's called Chama Medina? You've got very wild sforas everywhere. Maybe milk is Chama Medina, the whiskey, beer, whiskey Chama Medina, and Coca-Cola and some. That's what I'm going to usually, Ramosha speaks about these sort of things. Ramosha says it has to be a choshev azach. There's all different definitions of what Chama Medina is. According to some postgame, grape juice is Chama Medina, although it's debatable. But Chama Medina, so then again, you've got this swara to say that Friday night, Chama Medina shouldn't be used because the Rambam, look at the Bach. The Bach says, like the Rambam, you can't use Chama Medina by Laila. Again, this swara between Laila and Yoim does play up. So I just want to flag up this Nakuda. Again, let's make it very clear. The overwhelming Minig is to be makel to go with the svar of Mechis Yitzchak and Shlomo Zalman Oibach, that although the Rashbam says that the reason why you know why you can squeeze grape juice straight away and drink it is because it can turn into wine. When you haven't got that svar, it can turn into wine anymore when it comes to grape juice usually that you buy in the shops. So the minig is to be makel because since when it was made, when it was growing on the tree, so it was able to turn, so it doesn't matter the fact that you stopped it now. That's a bit of a twist in the Rashbam, and that is taka the minig. We're mentioning, because it's such a choshev a mitzvah, and it's not absolutely no chiyuv to go down this road. But if a person were to have a cheshek to go down this road, to try and be machmir for this Rebbe Eliashiv, and for others, some other shittas which are machmir, then the alternative to go through the full whack of having full wine would be to add a quarter wine and three quarters grape juice. Very good. Mavayayim Mavusha is a separate shayla. Whether there's an inyan to make sure to have something which is not Mavusha. Practically speaking, it's very hard to make sure that your grape juice or wine is not Mavusha. If you want to mix the two and then one is Mavusha, one's not Mavusha, it's very tricky. So it's, by the way, the Ish Lavrom says, because some people have cleaners, non-Jewish cleaners in the house, and they have non-mavushal, it's better to forego the chumrah of the Rambam, who says he shouldn't have mavushal. When the ikaloch is, he can have yayin mavushal, no problem. So it's better to forego that shayla and not get yourself stuck into shaylas with yayin nestam yenom and everything. So that's an interesting ish lavon, which comes up in this in Reishayin base. But so that's so again, let's say if someone would want to go with the chumrah of Rav Eliashiv and not have the whole cup of wine, then he can go ahead and have a quarter wine, which is also quite a lot. Maybe he'll want to go for the 4.5% or something. And even if you'll find it hard to do all three koses, Leil Shabbos, Shabbos day and Havdalah, to go through with a quarter, there could be a manner just to do the Friday night, and Shabbos day and Havdalah, just do grape juice, like the Ikar Locha. I want to throw at you just an interesting shaila, that we had a person who wanted to go to his father. His father was living alone, lived 5-minute drive just outside the Kehillah, and he was eating alone, and he wasn't able to drink grape juice and to make himself the meal. So the son, a very good yid, he wanted to go and drive, 5-minute drive, it's local, not much traffic, drive half an hour just before Shabbos, go to his father with a cup, with grape juice, make Kiddush for his father. His father's not able to make Kiddush. Make Kiddush for him, and maybe drink it, or he'll drink it, and then straight after Kiddush, the father will obviously eat, and then he'll go back in his car, and he'll go to Mincha. He doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. He lives a bit too far. It's a 5-minute drive. It's too far. It'll take him 20 minutes to walk. He doesn't want to. He wants to get back in his car. Can he be Motzi Kiddush to someone who is going to be Mekabel Shabbos? But he himself does not want to be Mekabel Shabbos. This is Rekiva Eger clears about in the beginning of Rishon
Zayin.
That could be they have that there. Making it early is a separate in you. But yeah, but can he be Moitzi, someone who doesn't plan to be Mekabel, can he be Moitzi to someone? Because Eger says maybe it's similar to the case of the person who lives in Bnei Brak and he's ready Yotze his Purim on Yod Dalet and he wants to collect more money, so he goes to Yerushalayim to collect more money and they ask him to lane. Can he lane the Megillah if it's not Negeah to him? So that Yitaka can't, or maybe it's different. Because Eger says, if it's a one-off, you can, if it's a long-going thing. That's the shayla. Can you say that? Exactly. That's the shayla. Kivegan, this is the pakti. Kivegan, Rish Samazan, beautiful shayla. And Shlomo Zalman said, if it's a one-off, we can be mekel. He has the other rights to be mekel. And Mashen Kain, if it's a long-term, it's kedai to be mekel. Good.
Shayla?
Shayla?